This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on February 5th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Lunatic Fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
Everything is happening at once. Well, this is going to be good for, I can tell already, for Monday Night Trivia. And I think I'm ready for you, though the foregoing few minutes might not seem that way. We have a new question, and you can answer it. We have bumper stumpers, 11 of them. They also have a theme. And if all else fails, as is often the case, then you can have your own question because everybody knows something about something. And you pick the category, we'll find a question. You're doing this mostly for the fun of it. Eventually, you'll get a certificate and something you don't want, not worth the postage. Just send it to you like a CD or a DVD or a tablet or something like that. But mostly, you're having a good time. And I'm grateful for that. 888-876-5593. That's 8888 R-O-L-L-Y-E. So, let's start with a question. The first, and for all I know, maybe the only, time a commercial, television commercial, was geared to this audience was just before the turn of the century. What audience? So obviously we're talking the late 90s, just before the turn of the century, a television commercial was geared to this audience. What audience? As I say, maybe a first and only for all I know. So 888-876-5593. And your first bumper stumper will be coming up in moments. And we are going to talk to Lisa in Dundee for a movie question. I know that's what she likes, but this has a twist, does it? Lisa?
Hello?
Yes. So tell me.
Oh, hello.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I was adjusting my phone. I wasn't expected to be first.
Well, you.
Yeah, I just thought maybe because of Valentine's Day coming up, we might try to narrow it down to a love story. But if that's too hard, then just any movie from the 1950s will work.
Well, I'm looking. You know, that's interesting. I never thought about that nuance with a love theme, so to speak, and trivia. All right. Well, we'll see what we come up with, because that's let's see what we can. I'm sure I can aim to please on this. So let's see. The question is, of course, can I get the answers?
That's right. One of
with
that's
these.
Right.
Usually, I have to play the darn question for them to them to tell me. So
yeah.
Oh, great. This is one that has pictures. That'll never do for me. Let's find one that doesn't have pictures. All right, so this claims it has 800 questions. Yeah, right. Probably none of them are what you want. Let's see. Looking for love.
Elaine, if you still have your list from
last
week that you said you had, you can just ask me one of those.
No, that's that's fine.
I'm easy.
Yeah.
Don't tell everybody, though.
No. I understand. Okay. No, nobody's listening. Worry not.
Okay,
all right. All right. Well, I don't know exactly how romantic it is, but it's the breakthrough movie for Marilyn Monroe, so there's got to be some romance in it somewhere. It's from 1950, film noir. She was a virtual unknown at the time. It was the tale of a gang of men who plan and execute a jewelry heist. Marilyn Monroe plays Angela Finley, the young mistress of an aging villain. And the film was nominated for 4 Academy Awards.
Wow. And you're saying that was her first movie?
Yes. Well, the breakout movie, they say. John Huston directed it. And that's it. So Marilyn plays Angela Finlay. That's Phinlay, by the way. The mistress.
Does it say if there were any men in it? Or is
well, that obviously. Now, come on. Look at this. If it's a gang of men who plan and execute a jewelry heist,
right.
I assume that they're not having women in drag, so I'm guessing. And we are talking 4 Academy Awards. And now what I'm going to do while you're thinking about this is look up the film and find out who was in it.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't know, any of this. So let's
see. Boy, I know a lot of her movies, but that one doesn't sound
okay.
Familiar.
So,
as far as
four Academy Awards, and I know all the people. So John Huston directed it, as I said. Sterling Hayden, Louis Calhern, Gene Hagen are stars. James Whitmore, Sam Jaffe, John McIntyre, Mark Lawrence. It sounds like I'm doing attendance for a geometry class or something. Wee Willie Davis. Any of these people sound remotely familiar? I don't know.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know all the names. I just don't know the name of the movie.
Oh, well, and so we're giving you the plot and everything. And
I know.
Yes. And
okay. Marilyn Monroe's throwing me off.
Yes.
And she's the lead.
Well, she's not the lead. She's not the lead.
No, but I mean, she's in it.
Oh, she's absolutely in it, as I mentioned. No doubt that.
I wonder if that's the one where she knocks on the door or something and she's.
I don't know. Oh, she's playing a mistress. So Angela Finley, the mistress.
Yeah. And who did you say, Broderick Crawford?
Let me go back to that page. All right. Well, Sterling Hayden's the big guy, I guess. But Louis Calhern, Sam Jaffe, James Whitmore. All right, so
I could pull them all out of a lineup, but
yeah, and it gets on the IMDb rankings, it gets a 7.8 out of 10 for 29,558 votes.
And again, the year is 1950.
Yes, 1950.
Just plain old 1950.
Yes.
So this was before All About Eve, and because she had a real after that movie, she kind of really flourished a little bit, but I'm not going to hang things up. I don't know this one.
The Asphalt Jungle.
Oh, of course.
Okay. wait a minute.
I should have called a lifeline. I should have called Leah. She probably was screaming.
Oh, of course. Here I've given you the theme. I've given you half the stars. You're clueless. I give you the name. Oh, of course. Yeah, that makes a lot.
Well, because as soon as you said it, I remember Sterling Hayden, but I don't remember Marilyn Monroe in it,
playing Angela Finley.
I do not remember her in it, so she had to have a very small part.
Well, she was in it, so now you got to go check it out. Well, I wouldn't know.
All right. Well, I'm going to try another love story next week,
and I'll look for one between now and then. Good deal. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. So yes, because that will still be pre-Valentine's Day, don't you know? All right, so 888-876-5593. Yes, The Asphalt Jungle. There's a bumper stumper in your future coming up in just a few minutes right here on WGN Radio.
My boy, lollipop, you make my heart go hippity-hop. You're a sweet as candy. You're my loving dandy. Ever leave me, because it would grieve me, my heart told me so. I love you, I love you.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's the original. Who is she? 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right. So my question, here we go. First, and for all I know, the only time a commercial was geared to this audience was just before the turn of the century. So we're talking late 90s. What audience? Taking a guess is Morgan, and Morgan is in Chicago. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Yes. Well,
what do you think?
Oh, okay. I think that it was the famous, very famous commercial that was played at the Super Bowl. And it has to do with computer buyers, people who are interested in computers, that kind of stuff. It's a famous commercial by Apple, I think.
What a well thought out, lovely answer. The only thing wrong with it is it's not right.
All right.
But thanks for trying.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, yeah, that was great. Makes all the sense in the world. Morgan's thinking. He's just not right. But other than that, it's perfect. Barry in New Hampshire, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
So we're doing Beatles tonight, huh?
We are. I did the charts last week.
Yes, so. You did. And very well, I might add. Now, which, it's multiple choice. Don't you like those? Which of the following songs was not written by George Harrison? Taxman, Only a Northern Song, Something, I'm Happy Just to Dance with You.
Happy Just to Dance with You.
Absolutely right. He wrote the others? I don't know. I know he wrote Something. Well, all right. You're a winner.
All right.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. I knew you'd ace it. I just knew it. All right. So I don't think I've ever heard of Only a Northern Song, so it shows you what I know. All right. So we'll put Barry on hold. Taxman was good. Had a backbeat. So we're going to talk to Ruth. Oh, good. Ruth is in Gurnee. So, Ruth, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, Mrs. James. Mrs. James, I'm doing really good. I had a three-choice question for trivia. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do Titanic or the movie Somewhere in Time, and I knew I couldn't request the song because you wouldn't have done that. By the way, do you know if one of the R&B or doo-wop songs have ever been in a movie? I'm putting trivia to your direction. Or have they ever won an Emmy or an Academy Award? A doo-wop song?
Well, there's
certainly
been a ton of them in movies, not one or two. I mean, just a ton. And as far as best song, I don't know. Academy Awards aren't my thing, but a lot of Grammys, that's for darn sure. But it said on the screen that you wanted fortune cookie trivia.
Right.
Okay, good.
Chinese New Year's is coming up, and I'm lining up all my fortune cookies. And also, I am wanting the Bobby Darin, Auld Lang Syne, Thank the Lord for a Yuletide Valentine. But I know that you will
probably not
play
yes,
that
sir.
One either.
Right, you're right.
It's the anniversary on the 9th for Libby Custer and George Armstrong Custer's wedding anniversary.
I guess I got to play Please, Mr. Custer.
In the Straits of Yesterday in the 1950s at the Museum of Science and Industry. Okay. So that's kind of like a Valentine's Day related wedding. But back to fortune cookies.
Yes.
What have you got for a trivia question?
Okay. You know, there are billions made every year. But according to
millions and billions of them. Yes.
So according to the Museum of Food and Drink, one Brooklyn-based factory alone makes how many each day? Every day, how many fortune cookies does this Brooklyn-based factory make?
A Brooklyn-based fortune cookie. Do you know the name of the fortune cookie factory in Brooklyn?
No, I probably could look. Al Roker visited it. Let's see. Oh, Wonton Food Incorporated. founded in 1973 by Ching-Su Wong, who immigrated to the U.S. in the 1960s. He started the company in a basement. Now Wonton Foods Various Plant brews a wide variety of treats, including traditional vanilla ones, as well as flavored cookies like chocolate and citrus. But the Brooklyn factory, they make how many a day?
Well, the first person who did it was a Japanese San Francisco, and then Chinese young man in Los Angeles. So if billions are made, would that be the United States or worldwide?
Worldwide. They think 3 billion a year worldwide.
So how many are made in
a day,
New York?
In this one Brooklyn factory every day.
Just one factory every day. I don't think he's going to be in competition with the California people. Maybe not even the whole Chicago's Golden Dragon. But I will say, you say a billion worldwide?
3 billion. 3 billion worldwide.
3 billion. That's really a lot. I'm going to go... it's okay if I don't answer this one correctly. There's a lot of the fortune cookie trivia questions out there, but I'll just go just with a guesstimate for 150,000.
4.5 million every day.
It's how many?
4.5 million every day.
Wow. No wonder they have winning lottery tickets and fortune cookie numbers.
They don't have 4.5 million fortunes. They rotate about 15,000 fortunes.
So they could have a lot of sayings.
Yes.
And a lot of interesting sayings. Okay. Well, here's a good one for you.
All right.
The fortune cookie out of my hundreds of fortune cookies that I have in my own stash, so which I have been handing out for years, going back over 40 years now, and it's nonstop. I'm just lining up my fortune cookies in rows. I have this one. For the month of February, how would you pronounce February in Chinese?
Well, firstly, I'd say February in American. You forgot the R. February. It's not February.
Okay, right. You're right. You corrected me on that. Okay. That mistake is made often.
Yes.
With that mispronunciation for the month of February.
I couldn't guess how to say it in Chinese. Couldn't guess.
It's really easy. It's really easy. And I found it in a fortune cookie. And it is you. Now, I once had... And it said, trust my intuition. I once had intuition to go work at a Chinese restaurant on Cermak Road in Cicero with the name Fu Young. And I thought that was interesting because I didn't know what the Fu Young meant. But instead of just the food item, Egg Fu Young, the whole restaurant was named Egg Foo Young.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, and I didn't go. I didn't do the intuition. It wasn't a premonition. It was intuition to go work there at the location on the corner in Cermak Road in Cicero. And that's number 22. Cermak Road is 2200 South with that number on it, named after a Chicago mayor. Anton Cermak.
We're going to leave that where it is because we got to go to the news. So we will talk to you next time. Okay, bye. And we'll find out what's going on in the world at large. Get back to your calls, your guesses, and another bumper stumper coming up on WGN Radio.
It's down in Alabama.
We're
down in Louisiana.
Who shall be free?
It's down in Alabama.
Who shall be free?
Now, 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 nobody gonna set them down. Lord have mercy on my soul.
I could try to get 10 or 11 more. I'm starting getting them in.
Who shall be free?
I love my chicken, baby.
Who shall be free?
We're down in Alabama.
Who shall be free?
Now, 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 nobody gonna set them down. 9 feet, 10 feet, going across the hill. 9 feet, stepped on 10 feet hill. 9 feet, turn around to 10 feet grin. His teeth fell out, but his tongue stayed in. Sketch says some.
Who shall be free?
But down in Alabama, now, 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 nobody gonna set him down. The old monkey told a line one day, a bad little fella coming down your way. You talk about your family, it's a crying shame. Your mama's working on the chain gang, she busting bricks now.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's kind of a gift. I don't know if it'll help you with the theme, but certainly you'll know who it is. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. And we got Jerry in Montana going to be guessing on something. So hello, Jerry, welcome.
Hello there. How's hello. Now, are the y'all still guessing on the lollipop song?
Absolutely.
Oh, that was Millie Small.
No, that Millie Small had the hit, but about 5 years before that, I played the original.
Oh, I thought you, I'm sorry. I thought you said it said the original.
Yeah, this was the original. Millie Small was not the original.
The Blue Beat Girl wasn't the original?
Not only was she not the original, it was a cover of a record that was done 5 years earlier by a little girl out of New York.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I'm crestfallen, you know.
Yeah, no, no. Millie Small did not do the original of that by a long shot. In fact, if you listen to it, you could tell this girl's a lot better than Millie Small.
Well, I thought it sounded different. Yeah. You know, I remember it from 64.
Yeah, and, right. Well, yeah, well, I'm asking you to remember it from 59.
Yeah, well, and you know, in those days, there were a bunch of 18, 19, 20-year-old jocks on the air, and I guess somebody heard somebody say the Blue Beat Girl once, and then 1,000 guys in the country would repeat it every time they played the song.
Mm-hmm. And it was not by any means the original. And this little girl had to cut junior high to record it. True story. And actually, it was played quite a bit in New York. Actually, it was earlier than 50. It was 56. And I'll tell you who really liked it was Alan Freed. And he put her on some of his concerts in New York when she was, not old enough to drive.
It wasn't Brenda Lee, was it?
No, she's from Atlanta.
I know.
Well, this little girl's from New York. I think I just wanted to sound like Queens.
I knew something.
Oh,
you know?
Well, that's good. Well, it was on the Darryl label, although Alan Freed later put it out nationally on the Moonglow label. But originally, it was on Darryl.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. So your show's been an educational experience for me so far.
Well, good.
But I did, you know what, that movie you mentioned, the Marilyn Monroe movie?
Yeah.
I just saw that about probably 6 to 8 weeks ago on Turner Classic Movies.
Was that good?
And I couldn't remember the name of it. I was going to look it up. It would have been easy to look it up. I thought, nah.
Did you like it?
I really liked it.
You did? You liked
it? In fact, I liked it. And I never, ever could stand Marilyn Monroe. And anymore, I watch a lot of Turner Classic Movies. I've never seen her in a bad movie. I mean, all her movies. Niagara's another good one.
Well, there you go. Now you're completely out of my league. I have no idea about music. I'm about movies. I know nothing about movies.
No, her movies were all good. They had good, and she, in fact, in this one, The Asphalt... whatever, now I can't think of the name. The one you're talking, what is it again?
What, The Asphalt Jungle?
Yeah. She had a very minor role in that.
Yeah, but she was in it.
Yeah, and it was good. I mean, she did, for what she did well, and I could actually watch her.
Yeah. Well, good. Well, we will talk to you later.
Thank you. I thought I was on the right answer.
Yeah, about 10 minutes ago.
And I'll do better next time I call.
I'll count on it. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, right. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, so she cut Junior High in the in 1956. It came out in New York in 57, actually, and Alan Freed just really took to it and put her on concerts and stuff like that. And actually, I'll tell you who her biggest fan was Ellie Greenwich, who before she was known for her songwriting and all that. She just thought this young lady was just terrific. So who is she? I bet you Gary and Austin can tell us.
Well, I think her name is Barbie Gay.
Absolutely right. Barbie Gay it is. That's 100% who that is.
Yeah, I found that version in the mid-2000s. There was a guy in Toronto who had a site that somebody had given him some space on, and he had all this old stuff. He had stuff like Devil with a Blue Dress On by Shorty Long,
oh,
and
yeah.
You Better Go Now by Bessie Banks. He had all that stuff. And unfortunately, that's long gone. But I got a lot of great music on my computer, thanks to
that. Yeah.
And that was one of them. So.
Well, neat. Neat. Yeah, I always liked her version better than the Millie Small.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Yeah, the way she says giddy up is my favorite. So, you're a winner. All right.
All right.
Good deal. So we don't even have to ask you any radio trivia. We'll save it for next week.
Yeah, I thought the other guy might get it. So, yeah. You know, I was prepared.
Right,
so,
right. Yeah. You had a backup. Way to go. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Well, hang on.
Great.
Don't go away, Gary. We'll confirm that address.
Great, thanks.
All right. So, absolutely. Yeah, Barbie Gay, My Boy Lollipop. And we played another one after that. I want to know what the two have in common. I'm not going to say anything more about that record because I'll probably just give it away accidentally. But Marianne in Chicago is going to guess on our second one. So, who do you think it is, Marianne?
Hey, Raleigh, how you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Okay, was that, sorry, Mickey Murray?
Yes, absolutely, Mickey Murray doing Shout Bama Lama.
Now, I thought I had heard a while back that Otis Redding had something to do with it.
Well, he wrote it.
Oh, okay, maybe that's where I heard that. Did he write the first song, too?
No. No, these are not all songs written by Otis Redding. No.
Okay, are they all on the same label?
No, they're absolutely... Barbie Gay was on Darl. Name anybody else on Darl.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, D-A-R-L, the Darl label. I don't know either. I'll have to look that up. I've never bothered. I've got the 45, but I never bothered to try to find out who owned Darl. So,
ooh, let me know if you find out. My mother's name was Darlene, D-A-R-L-E-N-E.
It was just Darl Records, and it was a black label with silver writing, and I don't think it just said, it was funny because it said Darl, like a product of Darl Records. Well, what good is that going to do me?
And, yeah, right.
And they actually had, you know, more things than you'd think. Like they were the Plaids. They had the Plaids in 1956. So I don't know. I assume that that Darl was just something out of New York, but they didn't have a lot of stuff. You know, like probably 8 releases, and they were all like 1956 and 57. So I don't know who Darl was.
If you don't, then...
Well, and you know what? I've never cared, because other than the Barbie Gay record, it's like, okay. So...
I had my eye doctor's appointment on Friday.
Yes, that's right, on the 2nd. How did that go?
Not too good. Now they got to set me up for cataract surgery.
Well, that part's all right, but never mind that part. What did they say about the first surgery? What was their opinion of it?
Well... Visually, when they look at it and do all the tests and dilate my eyes and take pictures, everything to them looks okay.
Good.
It's just that I can't see.
Well, if you have cataracts, you wouldn't. Not well.
So now I have to wait until March the 1st to have it looked at because there's still a stitch in there.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem waiting. And
that's what my girlfriend said. She goes, the other thing was more important. She said this.
Yeah.
When you get to it, you get to it. It's just annoying. And I'm like.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because he had told me before he did the surgery, you'll probably have to come back in a year or two to remove the cataract that it'll cause. I said, okay. So Friday when he told me there was a cataract, I said, wow, how time flies.
No, well, yeah, it was just a guesstimate. But when you do them, obviously you'll do them one at a time. You can leave plenty of time.
Oh, I've only got one.
Oh, the other eye's fine?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, good.
See, the cataract is a byproduct of the surgery.
Yeah, well, all right. It sounds like everything is on track. At least they think so. So let's go with that.
Yeah, well, the most dangerous part was taken care of, so.
And you're albeit, you know, blurry, but you're seeing out of that eye.
No, I keep it closed.
Well, if you didn't keep it closed, you could see out of that eye.
I could see, but it's like somebody went Vaseline.
Yeah, I understand that, but it's not all dark.
Oh, no, it's not black like it was before the
correct,
surgery.
Correct.
Yeah, I do see some things, but
right. It
you know, gives me a headache. It makes me nauseous after a while.
Well, you know what I'm going to tell you, and you don't like it, but patience.
Oh, well, at least I've got an appointment.
And that's fine.
And at least for this surgery, it's only a couple miles from my house. One of my girlfriends lives right over there. She's going to come get me.
Very good.
Take me there. She can go home and wait while I have it done, then bring me home.
Very good. So all's together. Don't worry about it. Just spend a month doing whatever you want to do and try not to think about it.
Hey, and you might want to watch for a email from James on the South Side. They've been putting on the news. I know you know Chicago somewhat.
Yeah.
Horner Park at California and Irving.
Uh-huh.
Has a bald eagle living there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're trying to build nests to attract ospreys.
Okay, so the bald eagle now calls Irving Park home, or Horner Park, right? So that's good.
Yeah, he's got the woods to hunt in. He's got the river.
Yeah.
So
very nice, very nice. I'll look for pictures of them online. I'm sure they'll be there.
Yeah, we had flamingos at one end of the lake, and now we got an eagle over here. Wow.
Yeah. How about that? It's unusual. I just looked it up. I see him. He looks very, very majestic. Unusual for one to spend an extended period of time in Horner Park. Huh. So white tail, white head, and he's there. Very good. All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. I'll hold on for John.
Okay. Don't go away. All right. So, yes, raptors are us. All right. So we put Marianne on hold, because she knew Mickey Murray. We have another bumper coming up, and if you can guess the theme, that's right. That's great. And even if you can't, if you can guess the artist, that's fine. And if you want to take a guess at my question, because I have one, don't you know? And that is the first, and for all I know, the only time a television commercial was geared to this audience was just before the turn of the century. So we're talking the late 90s. I want to know what audience. Only time it's been geared to this audience. What audience? 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Diane in Chicago wants to take a guess. Welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Raleigh. I was thinking, I think it might have been around the late 90s, where there was this campaign by Dove Soap to speak to overweight ladies, as far as, you know, and there were a lot of, like, billboards and things or art of advertising campaign with ladies of heftier weight in scanty, you know, underwear and things like that, to sort of create like pride in your body, even though it's big.
It's a wonderful guess. It's not right, but it's a wonderful guess.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate you trying.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yeah. I wonder if that ad man got fired. All right. So 888-876-5593. We'll get some requests from Jukebox Jock. Jack, Leah in Marcus Hooks wants Angel TV show trivia. All right, that's four words in search of a sentence. I'll have to find out what that is. And Stephanie in Madison has a bumper guess. Well, wait a minute. The two bumpers have been given so far. So maybe Stephanie will know the third one, and it is coming up. But right now, I know if you listen to the show, you know all about Bob Crane and the Sea Crane Company. At least you should. And I always tell you that every one of his radios has the best AM and FM reception that you're going to find. Well, now I want to talk about a Wi-Fi radio and its reception, too. And you're saying reception? Well, here's the deal. You know, depending on your Wi-Fi radio, it may or may not easily pick up a signal from your little wireless access point, your Wi-Fi. And it's annoying as heck when it's buffering and doing all these other things and not connecting. Well, I'll tell you what, the CC Wi-Fi 3 will connect. It doesn't matter that your wireless access point is in the other room, down the hall, whatever. It will just pick it up with audio that's better than any smartphone in the world, that's for sure. And, of course, a lot of people listen to my show online. That may be you. It's even nicer to do that with a CC Wi-Fi. Why? Because it's easy, for one thing. For another thing, because it sounds good. And, of course, you know, if you're a Wi-Fi radio fan, that you can pick up over 30,000 radio stations from all over the United States and the world and more. I'd say probably, if you get right down to it, over 50,000 different audio streams without any problem. And it's really neat. Now, you don't sign up for an app. There's no microphone. There's no subscription. There's no ads on screen. And it's got a full-size remote control. And as I say, it's got superior reception. So you can be pretty far from your router, your wireless router, and it is still going to connect. And it's maybe the best part of all. Easy to use. And so you can set it. There's a number of neat features in this Wi-Fi radio. And if you go to ccradio.com, ccradio.com, you can check it out, see all about it. If you can't go online, give them a call. They'll mail you a hard copy of the catalog. They'll answer all your questions. And that's 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. But if you can go online, you look at that CC Wi-Fi 3, and I think you will be as pleased as I am with it. It's just a terrific radio, and you get it only from the Sea Crane Company, of course. And if you visit them online, you can sign up for the Sea Crane newsletter. It's not spam. You'll be the first to know about exclusive offers, so that may save you some money, too. But in the meantime, at least check out the CC Wi-Fi 3 from ccradio.com. You tell them Raleigh sent you.
I just can't believe it, baby. You know, I can't believe it would go this far. I mean, like last month when you said you didn't love me anymore. I could have died. It was just talk. Oh, I know about her and what she means to you. But what about our dreams and plans? I mean, all the plans that we made together. And what about our little Susie? Have you stopped to think about her? Pen in hand, you sign your name. Today at 5, I'll be on that plane, and you'll be free, and I will be alone, so alone. If you think we can't find all the love we once knew, if you think I can't make everything up to you, then I'll be gone, oh, then you'll be on your own.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, all right. All right, so Billy Vera, she's not, but she's well-known anyway. Who is it? What does that have in common with Shout by Malama and my boy Lollipop? Good luck. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. All right, so we're going to be doing some lyrics with Fran, but Jukebox Jack has some requests, all right, which we'll play throughout the week here. So Jukebox Jack, how's it going?
Okie dokie.
All right, so what is it that you want to hear?
Well, a couple of tunes that in the original versions were banned from the airwaves. The earliest one is Love for Sale, Cole Porter's Love for Sale.
Okay.
And I'm looking for an instrumental from around the British invasion, Arthur Wyman.
Okay. Yeah, Yellowbird.
And, he did Love for Sale.
Yeah.
And Honey Love by the Drifters with Clyde McFadden.
Yeah. A wonderful song. All right. You will have them both.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Probably tomorrow night, so be listening. All right.
10-4.
So it won't be tonight, of course, because we have bumper stumpers for trivia, but tomorrow night, be happy to play them. All right, now. Now, I hope I got the right show. I don't know. Leah in Marcus Hook. How's it going, Leah?
Good. How are you?
All right. So you want Angel TV trivia, and I hope to hell I found it, because, you know, this might as well be in a foreign language. But that's all right.
Yeah, Angel from it was a spinoff of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, good. Well, I think based on what I am seeing here, it's the right show. All right.
With David Boreanaz?
I guess. So in Sleep Tight, when Holtz and Justine plan on kidnapping Connor, Holtz tells him, "Hello, son, I'm your father, and that strong lady with the black eye is your mother. Your name is..." So what'd they change his name to?
Oh, God.
You don't have to, by the way, you don't have to give me all three. I'll just take his first name.
Of course I can't remember.
Now, his middle name, I'll give you his middle name and his last name. You just give me his first name. His middle name was Franklin, and his last name was Thomas. It says, "Your name is blank Franklin Thomas, and you're going to grow up with me on a little ranch in the middle of nowhere."
John?
Stephen.
Stephen. I should have known that.
Yeah.
I should have known that.
At least it's the right show. I feel I'm congratulating myself on that.
Oh, yeah, it's the right show. Yeah, I think it's the only show that was called Angel.
I have no idea. But in any event, there you go. So next week, try for another one.
I will. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. So, yes, that's a fine guess, I'm sure. So, Stephen. Yes, Stephen Franklin Thomas, going to grow up in the middle of nowhere. Stephanie is in Madison. How's it going, Stephanie? Stephanie, I guess, was going to ask, was going to comment on a bumper that has already been gotten since, although maybe this last one, I don't know. So, Stephanie, if you're not, I'll hang up on this because it seems like you're not there, but if you're wanting to guess on the last one, by all means, call back. And if you don't want to guess on the last one, there's another one that will be coming up right after the news. Not only that, but Fran in Austin wants 1968 lyrics, and she always aces lyrics, so that'll be fun, not putting her too much on the spot there, but in the meantime, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large with WGN Radio.
Does she love me with all of her heart? And shall I worry when we're apart? That's another question I'd like to know. Oh, I'd like to know. Does she need me? Yeah, she pretends.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, there's your bumper stumper. Who is he? Don't know what I can tell you about that. And if you know the theme even better, I'll be impressed. We'll see how you do with that. In the meantime, I have a question, and that is, I liked this question too. The first, and for all I know, the only time a television commercial was geared to this audience was just before the turn of the century, like the late 90s. What audience? Yeah, I don't think one ever has before, but we'll find out. So 888-876-5593. Now, if you don't know my question and you don't recognize my bumpers, you can have your own category. Sky is always the limit on that. And Fran from Austin likes lyrics. How's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's going. Oh, I got a sort of a guess on the theme.
Yeah?
Is there songs done by Clyde McFadden?
No. That's nice, though. I like that. Of course, he certainly did a lover's question.
I thought there was another song in there that.
Well, you know, he didn't do "My Boy Lollipop," and even though
I know that now that I think about it, okay.
Yeah, and you know, he probably didn't do "Shout Bama Lama," and we're reasonably sure he didn't do "With Pen in Hand."
Oh my God! Okay, I don't know where I came up with that.
I like it though. Very, very interesting thinking. So, you want your lyrics from 1968?
Yes, hopefully I'll do better with that.
If time was money, I would be a millionaire. So whenever you want me, call any time at all.
Let's see. Oh, shoot. Sounds like my song.
Yeah.
I am not coming up with anything.
Well, let's see if I can pick another lyric. Just like push can turn to shove, like can turn to love.
Oh, shoot. I know this.
You do. Yeah. And I picked this because, you know, I wouldn't be able to come up with a title either. I could probably come up with most of the lyrics and I wouldn't put it together.
It's weird because I just heard this song the other day.
Yeah. I'll be standing by, not far away. Let your heart give me a sign.
Okay, I'm going to kick myself because I know this, but I'm not getting it.
If you can want, you can need. And if you can need, you can care.
Yes, I do know that song, yep. Of course.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, if you can want.
Yep. Right. Oh, well, better luck next week.
I wouldn't have aced it either. All right, talk to you later. Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, Fran. Yeah, when I saw that.
Bye.
Thanks, appreciate it. Yeah, when I saw it, I just knew when I saw it, oh, man, this is hard. She gets this, I'll be super impressed. She doesn't get this, that's what I expect. I wouldn't get it. Mark in Aurora, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello.
How are you?
I am actually downstairs in my building right now. I just got my mail, but I'm able to talk with you because I'm using my earbuds.
Yes, no, I can hear you, and there's no carpeting where you're standing either.
There's no what?
Carpeting where you're standing.
You're right.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I recognize that echo.
And I just got the elevator.
Oh, are we going up? Let's see how we do. Get in it. If you have to call
We're
me back,
up.
That's fine. All right, we'll see how...
It'll be okay.
Okay, so it
All
will?
Right.
What floor are we going to? Oh, wait, there's only like three or something, I think. Are you still there? Mark. I guess it won't be okay. All right, so Mark will have to call back. He'll get a Star Trek question when he does. Yeah, sometimes elevator rides, you can hang in there. Other times, forget about it. So, all right. Now, Mark is now certain that his elevator will not allow the transmission of cellular signals. That'll be great if he's stuck, won't it? All right, so Johnny D is in Ohio. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, that's where Mark belongs, stuck in an elevator.
Oh, no, that's terrible.
I hope he gets out of there okay.
He will. I think it was only three floors. He's probably out already.
Well, you know, that's what he gets for being the music critic.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyhow, hey, Raleigh, I want to play. Can I play?
Yeah, we're going to do Godfather trivia.
Well, yeah, but I have a couple of guesses on...
On my question?
Well, that one bumper you played, not the last one. Was that Gladys Knight?
No.
Well, it sounded like her.
Mm-mm.
All right. How about this? On the trivia, what was the trivia question again?
What was the trivia question?
Yeah.
Well, here we go. And this is simple to remember. The first, and maybe for all I know the only, time a television commercial was geared to this audience was just before the turn of the century. So we're talking late 90s, obviously. What audience?
Well, I remember, and I just remember it was a while back, but it was around that time. There was a commercial, and I can't remember what it was advertising, I think. Anyhow, there was like a bunch of elderly, you know, like baby boomers, you know, like maybe septuagenarians and stuff, and they were out partying, you know.
Yeah.
Was it older people?
Nope. Lots of commercials for older people. Haven't you seen all the drug ads? All right. And that goes way back. I mean, hell, wasn't
it? They were in a super sport, yeah. I think.
Yeah. No. I mean, hell, I think it was Lawrence Welk or one of them was Geritol. So anyway. All right. No. So you want your Godfather 1 trivia question, original Godfather.
Well, you can do one or two.
I'll do one. I'll do one and you'll get it.
All right. I hope so.
I think you will. Who is the only non-Sicilian in the Corleone family?
Well, that would be the adopted son, Tom Hagen.
Yes, absolutely right. The German-Irish orphan. Yes.
The German. Yeah.
Told you. We have a winner.
Tom Hagen. I got it.
All right. You did. All right. So hang on. Alrighty. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right. So I knew he'd get it. So let's put him on hold there, and good for Johnny D. Okay, so Mark is now out of the elevator. I told you wouldn't last. All right, Mark. Yeah, boy. All right, so now what we're doing with you, of course, is we are doing something that's so interesting that I've lost the question. All right, no, I've got it right here. In fact, John came up with this question for your Star Trek. You ready?
Oh.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, uh-oh.
The three main characters in the original Star Trek, Captain Kirk, Spock, and Dr. McCoy, what were they based on?
Yeah.
Gene Roddenberry obviously based them on something. What did he base them on?
I knew this at one time. Characters from a Western?
Nope. You want to try again?
I think I'm not going to get this one.
Okay, Gene Roddenberry based them on parts of his own personality, the logical, the emotional, and the adventurous. And when John told me that,
based them on himself.
Yes, and so when John told me that, I said, logical, emotional, adventurous. I said, well, who's the egotist in the group? And he said, oh, that'd be Kirk. But so,
yeah.
Yep, so logical, emotional, adventurous, Kirk, Spock, McCoy.
And those were all, well, I wouldn't be surprised that Gene Roddenberry based them on himself, because he was a fairly narcissistic
dude.
Yeah,
well, that's why I said they should have absolutely had one of them, the egotistical, yes. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, well, congratulations for surviving that elevator.
Yes,
all right. Okay, thanks, appreciate
it. I'm back in my apartment.
Oh, good, see, all's well. All right, stay home. Now, with that in mind, usually elevators are the death of cell phones. Not always, but usually. All right, so Cleveland Dennis knows a bumper when he hears one, so what'd you hear?
Well, can't mistake the voice of Otis Redding singing Lover's Question.
Yes, that's right. So what's the theme? Now what's the theme?
Well, I haven't given that much thought. I can't connect them or correlate them.
Okay, well,
back later. But did I hear you say that you said, well, so-and-so didn't make Shout Bama Lama? Were you referring to Otis Redding?
No. Otis Redding wrote Shout Bama Lama, and of course he made it. No, we said that. We said
okay.
that. Yeah.
All right. I'm only hearing a partial, tonight.
I guess, but definitely wrote it and recorded it, yes. But Mickey Murray had that.
I have a comment about Asphalt Jungle. I thought that was one of the best movies or film noir ever.
Yeah. All right.
You know, with Sterling Hayden and Lewis Calhoun and Marilyn
if you say
Monroe
so.
And Sam
yes.
Jackson.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's great. She did have a smaller part, you know, and
well,
she was very subtle.
Right, 1950, it would be kind of a small part.
Yeah, well, I guess in the beginning, but all I know is every time it comes on, I watch it.
All right. Well, that's certainly testimony for you. Okay, well, you knew your Otis Redding, so hang on. We'll confirm that address. Don't go away. All right, so indeed, a lover's question. All right, so what does that have in common with everything else we've played so far? And you'll have another one in moments. We'll also have Alora and Willowbrook taking a guess, and James from Oregon taking a guess, and that's both on the first and probably only time a television commercial was geared to this audience. What audience? Yeah. And it was confirmed, by the way. They were gearing it to this. It's hard to believe, but it's true. All right, so we'll also get World War II Navy questions from Bruce and Elwood and Lost, the television show. I got to find that. Yeah, so I'll find Lost and you and another bumper stumper in moments here on WGN Radio. That's our bumper stumper, and what's the theme? All right, I'll take either one of those as an answer right about now. And, of course, my question, the first and probably the only time a television commercial was geared to this audience was just before the turn of the last century, late 90s. What audience? And Jeff is a first-time caller. He's in Chicago, so, Jeff, what do you think?
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Jeff. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Around the turn of the century with the Y2K... stabbed and looking at the audience and don't know the product. Was it millennials?
No, but I think there's been a lot of commercials over the years for millennials. I don't think there's ever been another one for this audience.
Okay.
But that's a nice guess. Very logical. And I appreciate the call. I hope you'll do it again.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, it was a good answer. Just not right. All right. So 888-876-5593. Laura and Willowbrook, what do you think?
Well, Raleigh, this is funny. I'm guessing it's a good chance it's the answer. I don't know about the timing of it, but I remember seeing all kinds of these types of ads, but they specifically actually started, I saw one time where there's a commercial for women. So it's like women and hair loss and baldness. And after that commercial, my mom and went and signed up for the darn thing.
Did it
work?
So
it's got to be women and baldness. Yes, it did.
Wow. It's not right, but it worked. That's a miracle.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Yeah. All right. Yes. A commercial that the product actually worked? Write this day down in history. James in Oregon, welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, I think it was Jeff, he took my guess, so.
I thought
with Y2K that was the big deal back around there.
Well, yeah. I appreciate you trying.
I'm gonna guess just it's gonna be out there a little bit on your themes.
Yeah.
How about they're just love songs?
Nope, that's not the theme.
Okay. Nope. All right, I'm gonna listen.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, so 876-5593 would be 8888. Raleigh and Judy and Gray's Lake gonna guess on that question. So Judy, what do you think?
Well, I have two guesses, and hi, Raleigh. It's been a long time.
Yes,
since
what have you been doing?
It's just Murphy's Law, Ben.
Oh.
You know, yes, standing right by my side.
All right.
And my son, who his special needs, had to have his appendix out.
Oh.
Not this past Friday, but the Friday before.
Uh-huh.
And he did such a marvelous job of following directions and holding up. And
yay.
Yeah,
that's
so
great.
Proud of him.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Yeah. All right. First guess is teenagers.
And that would be wrong. What's the second guess?
Singers.
Singers. No. Uh-uh. Nice try, but no.
Oh, I get a few more guesses?
Oh, sure. Yeah, four more. Go for it.
Okay. Children.
Nope.
All right. I'll let somebody else in.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right,
so 888-876-5593. And we'll get to Bruce in Elwood, his World War II Navy trivia. Paul in Buffalo Grove, his Lost television show trivia. And Marianne in Chicago, go and guess on our bumper theme. And there's plenty of room for you. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? What's our theme? Either way, those are the bumper stumpers. As our question, the first, and maybe the only, for all I know, time a television commercial was geared to this audience was just before the turn of the century. What audience? All right, so we're talking late 90s, obviously, not 1890s. All right, so that's right, not that far back. All right, so with that in mind, you can have your own category when you don't know the bumpers and you don't know the trivia question, and we're going to find out about that. Let's see, but Frank has a bumper guess. So, Frank, what do you think?
Yes.
What do you think?
Dorothy Moore with Pen in Hand.
Absolutely right. On the Malico label, you know you're Dorothy Moore. Very good. I'm impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, because my dad had on an 8-track tape one of the songs that was one of them on there.
Really? Well, how about that? Your dad has nice taste. Well, hang on. He just won you something not worth having. But
hey, thanks.
Bragging rights, at least. So hang on. Don't go away. All right. So, yeah, Frank is right. Dorothy Moore, her version of With Pen in Hand. And a wonderful one it was. All right, so let us talk about Lost, the television show with Paul in Buffalo Grove. How's it going, Paul?
All righty. Did you find that list?
Oh, I have a list.
Oh, ready. Good.
All right. We're going to talk about the episode Solitary. All right, Solitary. I'm going to give you a quote, and you're going to tell me who said it. And I know you're going to know it. You ready?
All righty.
Rich idiots fly to tropical islands all the time to whack balls around.
Oh, that was when they were on that golf course he made.
Yes, who is it?
It wouldn't be Sawyer again, would it?
No. Give me someone else.
Rich, no, I'm trying to think. There was only a couple people there right at that time. rich people. Wait, what was the quote again?
All right, let me find it here again. Because I had to find out what this guy's first name was, because I don't have that in front of me. But it's, rich idiots fly to tropical islands all the time to whack balls around.
Hmm. Oh, boy. Hmm. I don't think it would be... Hugo's the one that set up the golf course.
Well, you want to go with that?
Hugo Hurley?
Well, yep. I mean, yep, Hurley it is, absolutely.
Okay, well, I know he's the one that set it up.
Yeah, just,
but he was so to give everybody kind of, we're all stressed out, to give him time to relax and everything, and then to right away insult. But maybe it's like, oh, you know what it was? Maybe it was that guy that came up to him and goes, well, why do you build a golf course here? And it's like, well, you know, or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it was Jack.
I didn't really remember that quote that much, but I know Hurley's the one that...
he built it. Yes, Jack came up to him and said, Hurley, you built a golf course? And Hurley replied, yeah, rich idiots fly to drop lines all the time, whack balls around. And,
which Jack would be.
Yeah, right.
He would be the rich idiot.
Michael seems to think it's stupid that he wasted his time building a golf course when they're dealing with boars, monsters, and polar bears, but Hurley's quick to remind them that their life on the island sucks, and this seems like a good way to relieve some stress.
Yeah, it was. They all got together, and they all had a really good time with it.
Yeah, so it was Hurley who said it. All right, you're right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Excellent. All
right, so Hugo Hurley. All right, 888-876-5593. Yeah, when I said Sawyer, I thought, oh, I better look up Hurley's first name. What if it's Sawyer? Well, it's not. All right, so now Bruce in Elwood wants the Navy, World War II. How's it going, Bruce?
Hi, Raleigh. How you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, doing pretty good. Getting a little stronger every day.
Yay, that's excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
Trying to count my blessings and ignore the idiocy of the world.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because it's almost pervasive. So the more you can count, the better you're off you'll be. All right. World War
II. Real quick before we ask the question.
Yes.
I saw a nice piece on Facebook the other day. It was either February 4th or February 3rd. It was the anniversary of Chicago Ed dying.
Oh, yeah. It would be right about now.
Yeah, it was the 3rd or the 4th. It was a nice piece written about him.
Good. Good. I'm glad people remember. He was just the best. And he's such a good guy,
I love that. I love that show. I love listening to him in the middle of the night. He was such a character.
Absolutely. All right.
Okay, I thought I had your trivia question, but John said I didn't, so we'll go with the Navy one.
All right. Designed from the onset as a battle cruiser, it was the heaviest gun armament ever mounted on a World War II aircraft carrier. And like many aircraft carriers, it survived the war, only to be expended in the Bikini Atomic tests. But the heaviest heaviest gun armament ever mounted on a World War II aircraft carrier. What's the battle cruiser?
They were 8-inch guns on Saratoga and the Lexington.
Absolutely, the Saratoga, yes. A battery of 203 8-inch guns mounted in 4 turrets, 2 fore, 2 aft of the island. So that's absolutely right.
Okay.
All right, don't go away. Stay where you are. Yes, so there you have it. 888-876-5593. See, this is what I mean. You know something about something, and maybe it is World War II aircraft, Navy stuff. Ask for it. We'll come up with a question, even if I have no idea what the words mean. And other than that, we got our bumper stumpers. And we got our question. All right, so Mark in Aurora is coming back to our question. I do believe, anyway. It's hard to tell. So, Mark, what do you think?
Is it a racial or ethnic group?
No. Can you think of any racial or ethnic group that they only did one time? I'm not saying this is the first. I'm saying it's the first and only.
The part about only one time.
Yeah, only. If there's another time, I can't imagine when it was.
Anything to do with LGBTQ?
No.
Okay. Well, then I'm out of guesses, because it wouldn't be women, because they do that all the time.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
I guess we say nice try and call it a night.
Yes, all right. Well, good deal. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. All right, so there's a nice guess. There's nothing wrong with this guess other than, of course, it's not right. So Marianne in Chicago is going to guess on a bumper stumper. All right, Marianne, what'd you hear?
Hey,
on the theme is, are these all originals?
No.
No?
They're not by any means.
Okay, and then on the trivia question, I saw this commercial one time, just one time. Does it have to do with flatulence?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I saw this commercial. My mother and I stood there with our mouths open.
Oh, I'm sure.
This guy goes to the door and picks up his girlfriend. She says, oh, they're walking to the car, and she goes, a double date. I've never been on a double date. He opens the door. She gets in the car. As he goes around, she lifts her leg and blows a big one.
Huh.
Now, he opens the driver's door, and he makes a face because he must have got a whiff of it. Sits down and says, oh, by the way, this is Pam and Chuck. And they're in the back seat going, oh, we met.
No,
I don't even know what the commercial was for.
There are actually on YouTube, there are vignettes of the best and funniest flatulence commercials.
Okay, but this was the one-time deal. My mother and I, we never saw it again.
Well, that may be, but there are other television commercials about it. And in fact, there are enough of them that the BBC gave the okay to calling them farts.
Well, you know, that's what they are. Some kids call it, oh, I pooted.
Well, I understand, but what I'm saying is you normally wouldn't think about okaying the verbiage, but they said that was no problem. All right, so.
Well, even South Park changed the names.
Well,
they called them Air Biscuits.
Yeah.
Bacon Fudge. You know, they never said the F word.
Well, now they can.
Well,
all right.
But you know that they say there's a book out there that says even the Queen farts.
Lovely. I don't doubt it. I don't think I want to read that particular book because I can't imagine the rest of the theme. However,
well, there's a kid's book that says everyone farts.
Yes, well, I'm sure. And
shows you from animals and all that other stuff that it's just a natural thing, but
you know, it's
I'll let somebody else call and try to guess what this commercial is. I can't even imagine.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, and it's not the topic, it's the audience we're after. Who was the recipient audience of this? And, yeah, flatulence. I remember when I was producing Soundtrack of the 60s with Murray the K for Watermark, the offices next to me were American Top 40, which was Casey and his relative Don Bastani. And this true story. I don't know if Don's still alive. I don't know. I was going to say I hope so, but maybe after telling this story, I don't. But in any event, Don was crowing about how he'd perfected it. It was no longer a problem. And, of course, I walk in on this mid-sentence, and I have no idea what he's talking about. But what he was claiming that it was that he developed a way to never, never fart again, ever. And he went on at length about this, but every time I saw him after that, I kind of looked at him with a jaundiced eye saying, is he going to explode? I don't know. But I'd forgot how he claimed to perfect it or why he felt the need to share with the class. But yeah, every time I hear that now, I think of Don Bustani. He's like, I don't have to do that anymore. Well, good for you, Dan. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 888-ROLLYE. Well, we have one more bumper stumper this hour. Maybe it'll make the theme more clear. I don't know. We'll do that in a moment. But in the meantime, the first and probably only time that a commercial was ever geared to this audience, television commercial, was just before the turn of the century, so late 90s. I want to know what audience. All right. So if you don't like my question and you don't know my bumper stumpers, ask for your own category because you know something about something. Everybody is. It can be lyrics. It can be charts. Charts are fun to do. But it can be virtually anything, as we continually prove. But the deal on Monday Night Trivia is you got to play. Because it's so hard for me to play trivia with myself. All right, so I cleaned that up. 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
There you go, and baby, here am I, well, you left me here so I could sit and cry. Now, can't you see what you done to me? Well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. Do you remember, baby, last September, how you held me
appetite each and every night. Oh, baby, how you drove me crazy, but I guess it doesn't matter anymore. There's no use in me crying. I've done everything, now I'm sick of trying. I've thrown away my nights, wasted all my days over you. Now you go your way, honey, and I'll go mine. Now and forever till the end of time, I'll find somebody new, baby. We'll say we're through, and you won't matter anymore. There's no use in me crying.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? Yeah, on the country charts with a number of records, no big hits, but a number of records, including that one from the mid-70s, and he was married to somebody almost famous. All right, so yeah, in other words, line extension once again. So there you go. Now, 888-876-5593. Cindy and Norwich going to guess on that television commercial. What do you think, Cindy?
I think it's men in their 40s, 50s, 60s.
No. Not right.
Okay, I didn't have to say the product because I'm a good girl.
It doesn't matter what the product is, but no, it's not. There are many commercials geared toward middle-aged men. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Anyhow, my boyfriend loved Buddy Holly.
Okay, well, we didn't play him.
I know. I don't know. Was it that? I can't remember. I was thinking it was someone. What was his name? He died in the 70s, I think.
I don't think so. At least not this guy.
All right. The one that sang My Maria?
Oh, no, no, no. I can't think about it. Yes, I know exactly. But it's not. Of course, there was a country cover of that, but I think you're, what the heck was his name? Why am I not doing this easily? B.W. Stevenson. No, it is not B.W.
Yeah.
Stevenson. No.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate you trying. All right, so no, this guy's still alive. I had to look him up to see you. He was alive, yeah. And by extension, he was married to somebody who was famous by extension. All right, so when I tell you, that'll make sense, more sense than it does right now, probably. Marianne in Chicago, what do you think? Marianne has gone away again. Oh, well, it happens. So we move right over to James on the south side. And it's interesting, James, I sent you an email. I thought I sent it last week because I found a great source for stories, and I realized just now I didn't send it, so I just sent it. Are you there, James?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
How are you?
All right.
I was going to take a couple of guesses at question. I'm going to go off the beaten path here. I'm going to say dogs.
No. Oh, that's interesting. No.
Cats.
You're a winner. You're absolutely right. It was the first and only commercial with an audience of cats. The product was Whiskas cat food, and according to the makers of Whiskas, 60% of the cats who saw it were attracted to the bright colors and high-pitched sound. So CBS ran a test with cats and a cat therapist who declared a mixed reaction. Some cats were interested, others preferred a nap.
And I did have a request.
You did, huh?
Since you had the, since you had, okay, the, last week you had, I'm trying to think of the guy now. Okay, anyway, he had the basically the rain song,
uh-huh.
the Okay, I am thinking of okay, I was trying to think of the song. The song that I had wanted, okay, was by Don't Take Away My Heaven.
I'm clueless.
That's the huh?
I'm clueless. I have no idea.
Okay, let's see. I'll think of this guy's name. I was busy, and now I'm like, okay, let me right quick the he had brothers out. He was out in New Orleans.
Whatever.
Last week, one of his songs was in the group of the bumpers, but it was in last week's bumper ones.
Uh-huh.
And he was also, another one of his hits from that same album was Don't Take Away My Heaven is by the,
Well, I don't know. I'm looking at last week's bumper. Are you thinking of Aaron Neville?
That's right. That's who I'm thinking of.
All right. Well, Aaron Neville's not involved in this week at all.
So that's what wanted you to play.
And which Aaron Neville do you want me to play?
Okay. Don't Take Away My Heaven.
Okay. I'll look for it. I have no idea if I have that, but if I do, it will be yours.
Okay.
Yeah, and again, I meant to send this email to you last week because of the source I found, and I realized I didn't send it, so I just sent it tonight. You'll see it.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Of course, we will have to save the World War II one for
Oh, no, I can. I can do that. I can do that. All right, here we go. The press gave this person the nickname Allied V2. Who was the person?
Allied
V2.
Okay, I'm going to say, was it Truman?
Believe it or not, it was Dinah Shore, the USO tour singer.
Oh, well, Dinah Shore did a lot of good work.
Yeah,
not only the tour and the golf tournament. Ladies' golf thing doesn't get anywhere as big as it would initially when it wouldn't get it, had gotten it the start they got without her.
Well, and I wonder why they gave her that nickname. I'll have to look that up.
That is because Dinah Shore had a great voice, a nice singing voice.
Right, but that has nothing to do with it, obviously, so I don't know. I guess we have to find out why they gave her that nickname. All right, we'll talk to you later.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You take care.
Yeah, so I don't know what it was. Of course, just after the war, 51 or so, we got to see the USA in your Chevrolet and that commercial nonstop for at least a dozen years. So that was she was one of the first to become famous for that, but she wasn't the only. Others saw the USA in their Chevrolet, too, but I remember hers more than anybody else. All right, so I don't know why she was V2. Maybe you do. We have another hour of Monday Night Trivia. Yep, and I got another question for you. Ooh, I've already picked it out. You will hear it just after the news. Yeah. And we got four more bumper stumpers. Any theme come to mind yet? Well, we'll see how you do with that, too. Coming up. In the meantime, we'll find out what's going on in the world at large on WGN Radio.
Today, teardrops are tomorrow's rainbows, and tomorrow, rainbows we will share. Me and you. Little downhearted, all you gotta do is count to 10, baby.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who's that? That's our bumper stumper of the moment. Maybe the theme is becoming apparent, maybe not. But what you need is another question. And then we'll get to Cheryl in Cheyenne, who thinks she knows the theme. All right. All right, new question. According to a university study, Ronald Reagan ranked number one among all presidents through the year 2000 based on this. Number one for what? All right, 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. All right, Cheryl and Cheyenne, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. Well, Raleigh, I really love your show, by the way, and I listen all the time, or every night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think they're remakes.
Oh, that's interesting. No, some of them are originals and some of them are remakes. My Boy Lollipop was an original. Shout Bama Lama with Pen in Hand were remakes. So, yeah, it's been a variety there.
Well, and can I guess a couple of, I think the last one might have been Roy Orbison?
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
Oh, I've never won anything.
Oh, man. Well, you kind of still haven't. It takes forever. Eventually, you get a certificate, and then you get something not worth a postage to get to you, like a tabloid or a CD or a DVD or something. So it'll be a while, but you can guess anything you want.
Another bumper. Was it the crests on Earth Angel?
No, it wasn't. Oh, they'd be impressed you mistook them for the crests. It's one of those that unless you know, you wouldn't know. Because if they did something else, I don't know what it was. So, no.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. So, are you from Cheyenne originally?
No. I'm actually from Southern California. When I talked to you about a year and a half ago, I mentioned KRLA.
Yes.
And I do remember Dick Biondi.
Yes.
And we talked about KRLA and Dick Biondi, and I was so sorry to hear they passed away, by the way, last year.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that requested at the time Tip of My Tongue.
Yes.
And
Brenda and the Tabulations.
Right. And Lou Rawls's Dead in the Street.
Yes, which I love. Yes.
Oh, I know it.
So
but I have to tell you something a little humorous.
Yeah.
When you were talking about Whiskas cat food, I had two of my cats on the bed with me at the time, and I'm going, yeah, you wouldn't have been interested in the colors of the high sounds.
they probably wouldn't have. And probably none of us would have known this if CBS didn't hear that Whiskas really did this and made it a bit on their morning TV show.
Oh, isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. Now, I'm not had a cat, so I don't know how popular Whiskas is. I don't know how much they sell of it and whether cats actually like it.
Well, all I have to do is say canned food real loud, and my guys go running, and they love canned food.
Oh, so that...
And it could be Friskies, or it could be any brand of canned food.
They're easy.
So...
They're easy to get along with.
They really are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Okay, so I got to ask, Wyoming, here we are. I think you're my only listener in Laramie County. What got you to Cheyenne?
A job.
Oh, okay.
A friend of mine was working at this particular company. I've lived here since 98.
Okay.
And she's also blind, and so she knew I was looking for a job, and she didn't like telemarketing. I don't either, but it really wasn't telemarketing, but it was when they were doing credit cards at the time and telling you to get your credit scores and all that.
Oh, yeah.
To protect your credit card, and it was interesting, but Wyoming is certainly different. We're getting more and more... I'm getting older, so the winters are more brutal for me.
you're not alone, but it's funny, when you said you got there for a job, I thought, oh, maybe you went to work for Choco John's. That's their headquarters.
I know the lady that, yeah, her husband owned it.
Oh, wow.
And no, it was just, and I've lived here 20 years or more, well, since 98.
Wow.
And it's quite a challenging city. It's, we're about 75,000.
Right.
We're a small city, but, Wyoming is a very, very rural state, pretty much spread out, not a lot of land, a lot of wide open spaces and all, but not Cheyenne. But, it's interesting, but sometimes WGN comes in better than others.
Wow.
So some nights I can't get you very well, and some tonight it's coming in really well.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because, of course, you're kind of in the phase zone for K2 and Casper, so that's hit and miss. And same with KOA. Some nights great, maybe other nights not as great.
Well, what happens, there's a Spanish station that cuts into it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it can be stronger than WGN. Which,
oh, yeah.
Oh, darn.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, I'm delighted that you're listening. So hang on, we'll get that address and be patient. That's all I can say. All right.
Not a problem.
Don't
thank
go away.
You.
Yeah, and call again. Good to hear from you.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Good deal. So good to hear from Cheryl. All right. So, yeah. Cheyenne, you know, it is small, but it's the biggest city in the state, and it's the state capital, and it is home of Frontier Days. All right, well, it's got to have something. So 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And so, according to a university study, Ronald Reagan is number one in something. And we're going to talk to Cindy in Norwich, finding out what. We're going to have another bumper stumper coming up in a moment, and then we'll do it to it right here on WGN Radio.
Every day it's easier to see that you're gonna be a mother. Oh, so here we are, honeymoon, hotel room, married to each other. And the smile upon your trembling lips is brave, but it don't cover up those tears you've cried. And though I'm trying hard, all the emptiness I feel is just too big to hide. Oh, we've got nothing in common but our name and our shame and the blame for letting passion's foolish flame burn wide. And now we've got to cover with an act to atone for our mistake and to protect the child. Oh, we've agreed to try and live a lie. I think it's all in vain. We're just not birds of a feather. Isn't it lonely together? Oh, you know we've got nothing in common, oh, but our name and our shame and the blame for letting
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. All right, so who is that? There's your bumper stomper. And what's he have in common? What's that have in common with everybody else we have played tonight? And I guess we should say the commonality has to do more with the songs than who's singing them in that. Well, that's maybe not true at all. I really shouldn't bother to give you hints because no matter how hard I try, I tend to mislead you. So according to a university study, Ronald Reagan ranked number one among all presidents through the year 2000 based on this. Based on what? Number one through compared to all presidents. So obviously all presidents were ranked on this, so it isn't something unique to Ronald Reagan. It's something that he just ranked highest. So Cindy in Norwich, what do you think?
Well, this old accountant would say for cutting taxes.
Nope.
Then for the fall of communism?
Nope.
For giving USA more respect again?
It's not about what he did. Again, it's more based on him, you know, as a person. Ronald Reagan ranked number one among all presidents through the year 2000 on this, I guess we'd call it quality or character trait.
Likeability?
Nope. All right, you think about it, you call me back. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so I recognize the sound of silence when I hear it. All right, so 888-876-5593. Stacy from Algonquin, welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, Stacy?
Hi, Raleigh.
How are you?
Okay.
Good.
I think, well, with the Ronald Reagan...
Does it have to do that he was in the movies? He was a movie star and
very
good-looking?
Well, again, no, ranked number one among all presidents, and it's not based on his good looks.
That he made good decisions about political things?
No.
Hmm.
All right, well, I'll let you think about it.
Can I have another question?
Well, I don't know. What kind of question do you want?
I'll stick with that girl, but I'd like a question on when Anne and Don, they one of their first dates that they had.
All right. So the first 3 years of Anne and Don then. All right. So let's see. All right. Now I've got answers here. And so this is relatively early, I guess. I don't know. So what did Donald, well, no, I'm not going to go there. Maybe too long ago. Let's see. Okay. What is Anne screaming? In absence makes the heart grow nervous. That makes Donald charge into the room to rescue her.
A mouse?
No, she's screaming. What is she screaming?
What is she screaming? Let's see.
She had just landed her first role in a Broadway show, and she's excited. And she's rehearsing, and Donald mistakes this for real screams. What is she screaming?
It wouldn't be Ethel Merman, would it?
No, it's a phrase. She's screaming something.
Oh, a phrase.
In other words, so he's outside and he hears her screaming this and he rushes in to save her. Only she's just rehearsing for a Broadway show.
Oh, okay. Oh, gosh.
The episode is Absence Makes the Heart Grow Nervous.
Oh, and I know that one.
Yeah.
I know that one.
So she's in there screaming.
Oh, God, this makes me so mad. I know the one that you're talking about.
I'm sure.
She's screaming. Okay. Oh, good grief.
And it would cause him to run in. Save her.
I know this is stupid. Get off of me.
Nice, but no cigar. It was Take Your Hands Off of Me.
All take right. Your hands off. No, that's okay. That's all right.
All right. Well, you're sounding good. Hopefully all's well.
Thank you, Raleigh.
All right,
take
thanks.
Care.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right. So 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh, and I believe that is going to take us to John, and he's in Oak Lawn. So, John, welcome back to WGN Radio. John.
One of the greatest orators of our time. Is that the answer?
That is not, but that's a nice answer. You're exactly along what I'm looking for, but that's not it.
Damn, okay.
If you can think of something else, you call me back. Thanks.
Thanks, son.
So, yeah. So Ronald Reagan rated number one among all presidents through the year 2000. So that's why John's answer, like his oratory skills, would be terrific. It's just not the right answer, but everything else about it is utterly perfect. All right. So 888-876-5593. And Fran is in Austin. She heard a bumper she knows. Yeah, but I know which one, too. All right. So, Fran, what do you think?
O.C. Smith.
Absolutely right. All right. So what's the theme?
I'm still trying to figure that out. I thought, you know, no, it's not. Cause I thought, no, it's not remakes because
some were originals.
My Boy Lollipop was original.
Right.
Because I was going on, everything's familiar to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't heard a song that I didn't know, other than I didn't know the artist, or I didn't know,
right,
you know, that version of it.
Right.
But I feel like I'm close, but no cigar. I can't quite put my finger on it, so I'll be glad to find out what it is.
Oh, and I will tell you at the end of the hour, and yes, you'll groan. You'll absolutely groan. You'll say, I knew that.
I probably will, just like with the song you gave me.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah, Smokey Robinson's least familiar yet most familiar song, yes.
I know, I mean, and I love that song, too. And yeah. I can't believe I didn't get that.
I wouldn't have either. We're in the same boat there. Well, hang on. I'll have John confirm this address. Don't go away. All right.
All right.
Actually, what I think he really does in the case of Fran and Gary is just puts another check mark there so we can get them yet another thing. Because however many times you win, you get something for each win. Again, you won't want it, but you'll get it along with the certificates, which that part's fun. So 888-876-5593. Karen and Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Riley. How are you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm fine.
All right. I'll take that. I understand. I can hear it in your voice. Yes, fine. We'll do.
Yeah. I got the answer. I don't think it's right. Reagan shut down all the mental health facilities.
Oh, no. It has nothing to do with that.
Okay. Can I have one category or not?
Sure. What do you want?
Geography.
Okay. U.S. geography?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see.
Either way, it's fine.
Let's see what I can do. I have several things I can ask.
It's nice to hear from you.
Well, likewise. Sorry that things aren't just great.
Yeah.
All right. So we get something really easy so you can win.
I'm waiting for my other one.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what junk it will be. It will make me happy. Either way.
Ah, well, you get the certificates, you'll like those. All right. You've heard of Four Corners? What states make up Four Corners?
Okay.
It's a monument.
Colorado, Oklahoma. I'm going to be wrong. I can't look.
It's the only spot in the United States where four states come together.
That's right, and I can see it right now in my head. I don't want to look at a map. It's Kansas.
This may help. Keep in mind, it's sort of Navajo Nation.
Yeah, I know I can see it. I just
You're right about Colorado. So far, that's all you've got.
Okay. And Oklahoma, Texas, and Kansas.
None of those. Yeah. None of those.
No. Okay. Well, I tried.
When you hear them, you will know. Colorado.
I can see it right there.
Yeah. Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico. Yeah. Colorado, Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm past the 70 mark, and I could feel my memory sliding in July when I turned 70, so maybe that's a problem.
Well,
give me something to blame it on.
I'm within shooting distance for that, and I'd have trouble remembering Colorado, and that's the one you got first. So, pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
that's where we'll pick it up. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a good night.
All right, so, yeah, I can almost see it, and I would have forgotten Colorado, so you just never know. All right, so we'll talk to Shirley. She's a first-time caller. We'll talk to you, too, coming up right now. We'll find out what's going on in the news on WGN Radio.
Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-a-tock, tick.
I'm waiting for my baby doll. She's 2 hours late. Now it's almost 10 o'clock. She said she'd be here at 8. But I'm looking at my watch. I wonder how long I must wait. And I hear
tick-tock, tick, tick-tock, tick-tock, tick. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick, tick-tock.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-a-tock, tick.
I'm all dressed up and ready to go. But I wonder if she stood me up. She can't do that to me. Well, now it's almost 11 o'clock. I guess I'll wait and see. Hearing
tick-tock, 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 tick-tock.
tick-a-tock, tick-a-tock, tick.
Well, now it's almost 12 o'clock and I'm here in a stew. Should I stay or go back home? I don't know what to do. One thing that I know for sure, that girl
and WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. All right, so who is that? What the heck is the theme? Yeah. If you don't know, I'm going to tell you before the end of this half hour. That's for sure. And, of course, our other question. According to a university study, Ronald Reagan is ranked number one among all presidents through the year 2000 for this trait. We'll say it that way. What trait? All right. So Shirley is a first-time caller, and she is... Wait a minute. I thought this was the mouths, and it's a brownie. All right. No matter how hard I press on it, I won't get Shirley. All right, so Shirley, there you go. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Riley.
How's it going?
About Ronald Reagan, was he known as the great communicator?
That's a wonderful answer. It's not what I'm looking for, but it's great.
Okay.
All right, thanks for trying. I appreciate it. Call me again. Thank you. All right.
Okay, thanks.
Good to meet Shirley on the South Side. All right. So we'll encourage her to call often. Paulette is in Willow Springs. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Paulette.
Hi, Riley.
How's
it going? How are you?
All right. How's it going?
It's going good. Thank you for asking.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think?
Well, I know he was the great communicator, but I believe it's because he had empathy for everybody that he dealt with.
It's a great answer. That's not right, but it's a great answer.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for trying.
I'm happy to talk to you. Keep doing what you're doing because I enjoy it.
Great to have you, Paula. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
All right. So that's my question. According to a university study, Ronald Reagan is ranked number one among all presidents through the year 2000 on this trait. We'll call it that. What trait? All right. So I hope that's an easier way to say it. But as I say, sometimes as I'm refining these questions, it gets clear as mud. So I'll leave it to you to come up with the right answer. Now, we have another bumper stumper, one final bumper stumper coming up, only one more. And no one's guessing on the theme. Well, at least not correctly anyway. And I will tell you before the end of this half hour what it is. And other than that, you know the deal with Monday Night Trivia. It only works if you call, because if you don't call, I can't play trivia with myself. Well, I could, but see, I know all the answers, so because they're in front of me. I wouldn't otherwise. Yeah, so don't be thinking, oh, man, you know all about this stuff. No, don't go there. I just I do that because it's all right in front of me. Now, let's see what else is going on. I had it here somewhere because... Carol, world's best show prep sends me everything, including what's going on today, so that I can sound like I'm on top of it. You know, it's all a myth. This week, by the way, on Wednesday, we'll have a one-hour show. We'll be on around midnight Central after Blackhawks. But other than that, full show tomorrow, full show Thursday. Now, next new moon this Friday, just before 5 p.m. Central, so it's 4:59 p.m. Central. So if you're doing your prosperity checks for the Law of Abundance, that's this Friday, just before 5 o'clock Central. And like I say, I wrote one last week, and a squirrely contract that I'd been negotiating for over a year came to fruition pretty much exactly how I asked for it. So things happen, and I'm sure it was the Law of Abundance, since nothing else would explain it. So maybe it'll work for you too. Give it a try. Now, other than that, what do we have as far as goings on right now? Let's see what I can tell you. Well, I can tell you to go to your phone and dial us 888-876-5593. That's 8888-Raleigh. All right, Florence LaRue of the Fifth Dimension turned 82 yesterday and still singing. Yeah, her next concert is March 14th in Aventura, yes, North Miami area of Dade County. Al McKay turned 76 on Friday. You're saying who? Shame on you. He's a guitarist. Ike and Tina Turner Review, Watts 103rd Street Rhythm and Band, Earth, Wind, and Fire from 73 to 81. Al McKay All-Stars, upcoming shows in Brazil, March 21st in Sao Paulo at the Espaço Unimed, and March 22nd in Rio at Vio Rio. All right. Well, get your tickets. And I'll be missing that myself. Now, other than that, you know, I keep saying I'm going to look up to find out who anoints these days, you know, when it's Rosa Parks Day. Well, you get that, you can figure, you know. And that was yesterday, by the way. And that was observed in a number of places, California, Missouri, New York. But it was also Thank Your Mailman Day and Create a Vacuum Day. See, I don't know exactly how they mean that. I can take it in a few ways. Stuffed Mushroom Day yesterday. Today is National Weather Person's Day. All you have to do is say flood. It's pretty much everywhere. It covers everything. It was also Chocolate Fondue Day. Oh, I didn't celebrate. What a shame. Tell you what. Tomorrow is Ronald Reagan Day. And they observe that in California. It's also Lame Duck Day. And Isra and Mirage on Wednesday. Muslim observance. National Girls and Women in Sports Day, also on Wednesday, and E-Day, and Send a Card to a Friend Day. February 8th, just one day, Laugh and Get Rich. Oh, I like the sound of that. All right, so 888-876-5593. We have John in Oak Lawn. What do you think, John?
Hey, Ronald Reagan, staunch anti-communist, famous for the off-camera or off-mic bombing of Russia. Remember that one?
Yes, I do. Yes, that's not it, but that's a nice guess.
Damn. Okay, yeah. Try again.
All right, I hope so. Thanks. Yeah, so I do remember that that off-mic comment, and a pretty good one. I guess it also teaches us to think, if there's a mic around, consider it on, no matter what. All right, we've got Mike in Muncie. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
I'm a mic around. Is that a problem?
Say what, Mike?
I said, I'm a mic around. Is that a problem?
No, not at all. So what's happening tonight in Muncie?
Well, I'm just here listening to you. Sounds like you needed a call, so I'd call
I do.
You up.
Absolutely, I do. Thank you for trundling to your phone. That is
thank you for answering me.
That is a wonderful thing. And we're going to do Corvair trivia, huh?
Well, yeah. You said you had a lot of Corvair trivia, but I want to guess your theme if I can.
Oh, yes, go for it.
Is it songs that became hits by other people?
No, although that would be a component of it, but no.
Okay.
But that you're dancing around it. If you refine that, let's see what you can tell me about. All right, so you're going to get this, though. It's a very easy Corvair trivia question.
Okay.
All right. It's considered by many historians to be the forerunner to the modern minivan. It was produced from 61 to 65, 9-passenger. What was it called?
Greenbrier.
Absolutely right. The Corvair Greenbrier. We have a winner.
The original minivan.
Yes. Yes. 100% right. All right. Hang on. Don't go away.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. So he's absolutely right. Mike and Muncie knows his Corvairs. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. Bruce and Elwood is back on WGN Radio. What do you think?
Hi, Raleigh. I got an answer for that, Reagan.
Oh, good.
Would it be honesty or integrity?
Well, I like both of them, but neither are right.
Okay, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks for trying. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's those are great answers. And, university did this, ranked all the presidents and determined in their alleged minds that Reagan was number one on this trait. Lori is a first-time caller in Florida. All right, Lori, what part of Florida?
We're in the Villages.
Oh,
we're in the Villages,
yes.
Florida.
Yes, in Orlando area. Know it well.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
Ocala is probably the closest.
Very nice.
We love it. We love it. Especially the weather is really nice.
When I lived down there, it was still a swamp.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well,
no. There's like 135,000 people here now.
Well, sure. No, I'll tell you. I was there pre-Disney, obviously. And I was there when the state voted on giving Disney the tax break. And I got to tell you, it came close to losing. There were a lot of people who didn't think it would make it. And at that time, Florida was all about, if you were from the Midwest, you were going down to the West Coast. And if you were from the Northeast, you were going down the East Coast. No one was going in the middle. So we always said it was the land of swamps, trailer parks, neon, and railroads. And that was pretty much it. And they'd have these little dorky attractions and all that. And now, it's the heart of the state. You know, it's everything now.
So, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the villages, that's become high-dollar property.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So you like it down there? Where'd you come from?
We came from the Chicago area.
Ah, all right.
We're in Downers Grove.
All right, and I figure the weather was part of the reason.
Oh, it was a big part of the reason.
All right. All right. Well, good deal.
And I'd like to guess popularity.
I love that. It's not right, but it sure should be.
Oh.
Sorry about that. But call me again.
Name recognition.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it, Lori.
Okay, all anytime. Right.
So the villages checks in. Well, that's good. Yeah, like I say, that was absolutely nothing. And, you know, things like Wiki Watchy and, you know, all these other things. All right, so alligator wrestling. Yeah. Let's see. Paulette is back. Paulette is back, I believe, in Willow Springs. Are you back, Paulette?
I am, Riley.
All right, what do you think?
I forgot when I was thinking about it after I said empathy. He told a lot of stories to everybody. About everything, his entire life.
Yeah.
And, you know, the movies and the war.
Yeah.
So he was a storyteller.
He was. Maybe. He absolutely was, but that's not it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You got me stumped.
We'll hang it over till next week if no one gets it in the next 10 minutes.
Awesome. All right, Riley,
okay,
you
thanks.
Have a great night.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, it gives everybody time to think about it. So, Will in Georgia, welcome back to WGN.
Hi, Riley.
What do you think?
How are you tonight?
I can't complain. How about yourself?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking it's either his longevity or his sense of humor.
Both are great answers. Neither are right.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okey-doke.
Well, thanks for trying. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I'll be calling later in the week.
I hope so. Bye-bye. Thanks. Yeah, that's right. Full show tomorrow for 3 hours. I don't like talking to myself. Rather be talking to you, so by all means, call. Johnny D is back on WGN Radio.
Yeah, hi, Raleigh. I fell asleep, but I woke up to hear this question.
Yeah.
I woke up about Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And he was a great, they considered him a great peacemaker.
Nice, not right, but nice.
How about jokester? And
nice, but not right.
Now, that woman has said she was stumped. In a song, it says, I sat down on a cypress stump where the black water rolls and the sawgrass sways. Is that part of Florida?
I would think that would be a good description.
What's the sawgrass? What is that?
Oh, it's just an Everglades type weird ass plant. It's stringy. It's long. I could show you one, but how to describe
it? It was in that song "Seminole Wind." Seminole.
Yeah, right, exactly. But you know, you've seen them.
I've never seen them.
Well, yeah, you really have. Everglades has a ton of it, and it has a name, and it's like.
Sawgrass.
No. Cladium jamaicense is...
Okay, all right, never mind. Good.
Yeah,
thank you, I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye. Yeah, that's what it is. It's cladium. And it's tall. It can get up to 9 feet. Sawgrass can get up to 9 feet tall without a problem. And it's not a grass. They call it a sedge. And you know, it's... How do I describe it? And I'm not good at that. But they call it a flowering plant, and I guess it's sort of flowering. I never really looked at it. It gets really, really tall. But anyway, it's not a comfortable plant. I'll tell you, you don't want to land on it. All right. So I'm sure a horticulturist is just rolling over at the thought of my description, but nonetheless. All right, so James on the South Side, going to take a guess. What do you think, James?
Okay, he's personable.
Nope.
He's like the everyman.
Nope.
Okay, he is, okay, I'm going to say honest.
Nope.
Okay, I am going to say, I'm going to say that he's, we're not going to say, I guess the thing that basically the picture of vigorous health, even at a age that most people wouldn't normally think of vigorous health at.
I was thinking of a word here, just a word, not a description.
Vim and vigor?
Nope.
Let's see, I'm trying to think of another. Okay, that could describe him. We could say telegenic.
No. But it could be two words, actually. I probably would put it in two words.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Well, you see, you got a whole week to think about it.
Okay. Because I got a bunch of possible ones, and I'm like thinking, do I really want to use that one or this one?
Well, okay.
I'll just set this as the last one. I'll probably say that basically was seen as that. Kindly grandfather.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 for the waning moments here. Now, before I get to Sherry and John, both want to guess, and that's all good. No, I don't think so.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I have one more. I do think so. I'll do it now, and then I'll come back, and if not take your calls, certainly give you the answers on these bumper stumpers. I have another bumper stumper, okay, coming up on WGN Radio.
These are happy, happy, happy summer days,
when the morning sun promises another wonderful day. And good fortune is all along the way. When your heart is filled with gladness, 'cause true love has come to stay.
These are happy, happy, happy summer days, summer days.
Every kiss will take us to a new world.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I'll fail to identify this in case you want to. So you got to call really quickly, though, 888-876-5593. Meantime, I'm going to go over what we played and what the theme is. I'm not expecting someone to get the theme based on this song, but I am expecting someone to get this song. All right, so the first thing we played was My Boy Lollipop by Barbie Gay. Robert Spencer of the Cadillacs wrote it. And what you're going to discover is every song I played tonight was written by somebody famous for their own work. Shot Bamalama was Mickey Murray, written by Otis Redding. With Pen in Hand was Dorothy Moore, written by Bobby Goldsboro. A Lover's Question, I played the Otis Redding version. It was written by Brooke Benton. Earth Angel, I played the Street Corner Symphony version. It was written by Jesse Belvin. Over and Over, I played the Thurston Harris version, but it was written by Bobby Day. It Doesn't Matter Anymore, I played R.C. Bannon, but it was written by Paul Anka. Today's Teardrops, we played Roy Orbison, but it was written by Gene Pitney. Isn't It Lonely Together, we played O.C. Smith, but it's written by Ray Stevens. TikTok, we played Richie Cordell. It's written by Paul Simon. And Happy Summer Days was written by Richie Adams of the Fireflies, who also wrote Tossin' and Turnin' for Bobby Lewis. And, of course, with the Fireflies, You Were Mine, and all sorts of wonderful stuff like that. But who's the artist? I'll leave that out there. And I'll tell you in a minute if we don't get an answer. But in the meantime, Kathy's a first-time caller. She's going to guess on Ronald Reagan. She's in Forest Park. What do you think, Kathy?
Hi, I'm going to guess that Ronald Reagan was a great negotiator.
Great answer, but not right. What else?
Running Freedom.
Also great, not right. Think about it. Call me back next week.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, appreciate it. Mike is a first-time caller, and he's in Tinley Park. What do you think, Mike?
I'm thinking Ronnie Reagan was a flag-waving American.
Indeed he was, but that's not right. Think about it and call me next week.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Thanks, appreciate it. So, John in Oak Lawn, what do you think?
Raleigh?
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan took down the Berlin Wall.
He did, but that's not it. Thanks. Call me next week. All right, so let's see. Sherry in Naperville, real quickly, what do you think?
They took a couple of my answers. He was the most watched president on television.
Nope. Think about it. Call me next week. I appreciate that. And let's see. We're going to get one in the waning seconds here. Mark is in Wilmington. He's got a bumper guess. Okay, Mark, who was it?
Were you asking to identify the song?
Yeah, you can do that too.
Ronnie Dove.
Absolutely. You bet. Ronnie Dove on the Diamond Label. You're absolutely right. Hang on. You're a winner. Eventually, you'll get a certificate and something you don't even want. It'll take a while. Don't go away. You mostly did it for the fun of this, but we want your address and we'll send you something. Don't go away. All right. So Mark in Wilmington is absolutely right. Ronnie Dove, as I say, on the Diamond Label. So that was all of them. And that's who they were all written by. You know all the names of the writers for other songs. Some songs they sang themselves. Some songs they wrote for other people. All right. So on that note, that's a wrap. And we'll pick up the Reagan question next week. We'll thank Brett for keeping us on the air tonight, doing a fine job of that. We'll thank John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. That's what makes the show fun to do. Please do it again 21 hours from now. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.